Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this isn't my audio mo for today. I thought if I used audio mo for this, it would be a little bit naughty, even though it's not. I'm not advertising for myself, I'm advertising for a charity, but I wanted to let people know that there's another Dining in the Dark event. I did kind of make reference to it a few days ago on my audio mo, but today was the agreed date that everybody would join forces and promote the event on social networks. So it's on the VI Talk channel, it's on my Facebook account, and it's on my Twitter, and it's on the VI Talk podcast Twitter account. So I do apologise for anybody who follows me on all of those things, or is my friend on all of those things. It's only for today. I won't bombard you with it every day, I promise. But for anybody who doesn't know, we did a Dining in the Dark one night event in May, I think it was. And at the Salutation Inn in Topsham in Devon. And it was a great success. It was done in conjunction with the WESC Foundation, which is what they call the West of England School, which is a school that provides education and support for young people between, I think, 5 and 24, I think it is. Education and daily living skills and independent living, and they do a lot of work with young people with complex needs, not just a visual impairment. I went for a look around the other week, and it is an amazing place. It's like a small village, really. We saw students in the swimming pool, having physiotherapy, having braille lessons, technology lessons. We looked in the art department, all sorts of things. Bear with me 1 minute. Sorry, Jody needed me. It is an amazing place. They have houses where older students can live and learn, you know, complete independence, but have the support there should they need it. And they help them prepare to go out into the wider community and into the big wide world, really. And I really enjoyed the look around. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to do it. So on the 11th, 12th and 13th of November, which is Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, we're doing a 3-night Dining in the Dark event at the Salutation Inn again. Hopefully it will be the same 4 waitresses, Tracy, Jenny, Margaret and myself. And Tom, the chef director at the Salutation Inn, will be creating a lavish gourmet 3-course meal. On arrival, you would get champagne and canapés. You would then meet with your waitress and be taken to the table, seated, and you would then have a lavish 3-course meal. It's a secret, a mystery menu. Although they have got, you know, obviously if you've got dietary requirements, or you're a vegetarian or vegan, they will, you know, account for that with advance warning. You have a glass of wine with each course, and the wine is pretty top-notch wine, specially selected to accompany each meal. You won't know what you're eating until after the meal, when you'll be given a menu to take away in print and braille as a souvenir of the event. When the lights go on after the meal, and it will be in pitch black darkness, it won't be just like when you close your windows, you close your curtains at night and it's, you know, it's dark. It will be, you won't be able to see anything. After the lights go on after the meal, you will then go into the bar area for tea, coffee and petty fours. The cost of the event is £75 per person, which sounds a lot, but it does include your 3 glasses of wine, your champagne and your canapés, your tea, coffee and petit fours afterwards. And the Salutation Inn, I can tell you, is a pretty posh, top-notch place. You can stay over there, and it is, from my point of view, I would say it's quite pricey. But some people, you know, for what it is, you know, it's lovely. The food, everything is top-notch. The staff are lovely. So, you know, you get what you pay for in that instance. But if anybody is interested or knows anybody who might be interested, obviously it's only going to appeal to people with sight, because it is an experience to see what it's like to be visually impaired and to raise awareness. It's also to raise much needed funds for the Wesk Foundation. When we went to look round, they have a lot of projects that are ongoing, and to take them into the future to provide more technology, more equipment, and, you know, to improve parts of Wesk. So it really is a good, worthwhile charity. So if you are interested, you can contact me for further if you've got any questions. But to book a place, to reserve a place, and they would want payment in advance, you would need to contact Natalie Vizard, and you would email her at Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, at attention-media, as it sounds, attention, A-T-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, dash, media, media.co.uk. And last time we had 15 diners. This time we're hoping on 3 nights, because we've got longer to promote it. We're promoting it as from today. We're hoping to get between 16 and 20 each night. And Natalie, who is the PR lady, she is going to try and get some local celebs, because there are some pretty good celebs around here, Devon and Cornwall area. So it would be nice if we could get some celebs. But it's all about raising awareness, and it's also all about having a fantastic dining experience, some fine wines, some gorgeous food, in a setting that will take you a little bit out of your, well, quite a lot out of your comfort zone. But I have to say, nobody ran for the doors, probably not that they could have found them, but nobody screamed and said, get me out of here. Everybody entered into the spirit of it, and it was a lovely evening, and it was lovely for us as well as the waitresses. And you never know, if you came along, you might get me as your waitress. Or as I said on the VI Talk channel, that could be enough to send you running for the hills. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. But if you want to ask any questions, feel free to leave a comment here or contact me directly. If you know anybody who might be interested, please, please pass the word along, because we really want it to be a success and to raise awareness and money for Wesk. Okay, thanks for listening to my ramble, and I'll speak to you all soon, well, very soon, because I need to do my audio mo. So take care, and thanks.